Yes, thanks a lot, Eleonora Oreja, also known as X-Name, doing an interview with us from Radio Fro. We are here at Hype Festival in Ljubljana, Kiba Pipa. And so you did a presentation, a lecture on the topic virtual entity. So maybe you can describe what you mean with virtual entity.
Okay, virtual entity is a software project, and it's a new metadata system which is innovative in the sense that the idea is to separate metadata from the file and have them in a separate repository, which is a database. And this metadata is called in the virtual entity cosmogony soul. So the soul of a file is actually a set of metadata plus some open space for logs and interaction between users and creators to actually have, like, the idea was starting as a license, and it became a metadata system because basically this project is not about laws and royalties, but it's about connecting people and having them to open dialogues about virtual creatures. That's why I call it virtual entities, because the idea of this new project is about having a new the web, the net, is not anymore about the users, but the real actors of the web are the files. So every file is like a natural entity, which is going to have its own life and is going to transform, to have DNA transformations and child. It can have children and different sort of relations. It can transmit its own characteristics, and it can also die. So in this sense, I call Aura the part of this soul, which is the log space, which is open, and everybody can edit that, because this part is about the interaction between this natural creature and the external world, while the essence of the soul is what the creator makes, and it's this metadata. Another thing is that which we discussed, and we raised a very interesting discussion during the lecture at Hype, was the division of all the entities in four substances, which is a very philosophical approach to the digital world, in a sense. And this division is like text, audio, video, and still image. During the discussion, we came across quite some like exceptions, or like anything can be a text file, or whether image or whether text is sub element of image. If we go back to the idea of a symbol, and what is, for example, a MIDI file, and how do we interpret that? In a way, I mean, the structure, what we collectively actually achieved is that not everything is just you cannot describe everything just like a single substance. Sometimes things overlap, and virtual entity is a chaotic system in a sense, because it's not a compulsory statistic database. It's more like again, natural self-developing system of relations that doesn't want to be a finite way of describing the digital world, because in fact it depends on any person's aim and the desire to create the soul, which means if you're uploading an entity for the first time, you're not obliged to make a soul. If you use some entity you find online for your new work, you're not obliged to add this description in the logs. But if you want, you can do it. So this doesn't have to become a panopticon or a control system. It's just a handy, simple, low-tech tool to create also a system of mapping of these relations. But the relations are talking about this file and then these cultural units that can go and be transmitted through time and what is actually disappearing on the other side. So we are actually now starting the development, and this project is currently supported by Jan van Eyck Academy in Maastricht for a year. And there are, as obvious, two sides of the project. One is pretty technical, and it's about, developing this as a system and a database and a way to display and edit things for people through maybe command line first and then a browser system. And the other side is more philosophical, and it's about ownership and whether that makes any sense. Because on one side, ownership comes and is relevant in a world where there is a limited amount of resources. But in the digital world, there is no scarcity. And any copy is exactly the same as the original. So there is no need for any proprietary attitude towards creation. And the idea is to liberate this, the creative process and the creations, and give them, like, let them live outside our will, actually, also sometimes. So, and also give more proper informations about the files one is creating. Because, for example, if I upload a video and I would really like this video not to be displayed online, but just to be displayed on big screen, or not to be encoded, because this video is very specifically perceivable only on a very dark room, let's say, or with a very high audio and a good sound system. This is just the creator's will, which might not be respect, but that's not this is still not about making laws and giving it's more about giving directions and instructions of how you think how you think things should be done. So virtual entity started in my mind as a very simple system to release my own files, and the idea was to link a text file to each video or audio file I would upload online, and to give more informations, because in fact any license was so generic in a way, you know, like you just put any file online and then you put a logo to a specific license and that's it. But then people downloading are still linked from my website to the license website, and there's no direct connection between us. So I thought, okay, rather than a text file, I should use a wiki. And from that on, developing the idea, it became this metadata system we are talking about now. And in a sense, although the development is quite slow in a sense, because it's open research and it's all documented online, there is still, it's still actually expanding in a way. Because it was I started to talk about that in September 2007. And then by December, I was thinking about this sort of a file. And this idea was actually displayed at Manifesta, at the art festival in Bolzano, in Trento this year. And the idea is to have this essence, which is not open, like basically is owned by the creator. Owned in the sense that the creator has the possibility to edit the information and refresh that. while the wiki side or the log part is to be open, so everybody can actually edit and add new information. So if I make a video, the information that people using this video add become part of the soul of this video. For example, like this video was, we downloaded it and we show it at Kyber Pipa for a film event. Okay, this can be, it doesn't have to, but it can be added on the soul. So what you have some more information. You don't have all the times that this video was displayed, because this is still out of control. But you can actually find more links to, or for example, once you have once you take, for example, a still from this video and make a graphic, you can add that, and then the soul of your graphic and the soul of my video are connected, and there is this generative relation that is starting to happen. The idea of the four substances was a very simple approach, because I'm intensely using the net, but I'm more uploading than downloading. I don't emule that much. Actually, sometimes I still go to a record shop and buy records, because I really like to have the new record and go and talk to the man behind the bar and ask what do you think is out this week, you know? And for me, it's very interesting still. But like, then it's very simply coming out from my websites and the way I divided the files I upload, because I like writing and I'm a video maker, but I also do some sound and radio and streaming. So I was just very simply, because I didn't want to over design anything, so I made four folders for people to download and then find like whatever a recording or some article I wrote online, and then they could just go to text, audio, and video. On the other side, it's a philosophical approach. It's like substances at the beginning of philosophy, you know, when the first philosopher started to try to describe the world and the physics behind that what do we know? What do we experience? And then they had to divide the world in substances. So that's probably like a subliminal inspiration I had while I was doing that, because that's very much incorporated to my own mentality, I think. And I think it's still important, actually, to have, because today we have the world of theory, which is really fascinating, and most of theory is about dromology or fast changing or history of technology or the future of technology, but not so often we hear talking about the basic things that are at the base of knowledge and like consciousness. So that's another layer of history that somehow is under attack in a way, because some deep classical knowledge nowadays is risking to disappear, because we have we want, politically and socially there is a choice to make to reform in different countries the educational system in a way that things are simple and that they are easy to use, and the basic know-how becomes more important than the real knowledge. But the basic know-how is very ephemeral and temporary, while a certain knowledge which is very ancient and antique is more is becoming hidden, you know. It's like okay, we have the war in Iraq, and we have this idea from television that that's a place of people that are actually, you know, like making cheese and having being there and lost. And this is one of the most ancient cultures there are in the war, and that's where like the alphabet is coming from, math is coming from, but no one is saying so, you know. It's like, and all of a sudden, like, all these huge libraries are under attack, and some of them are bombed, and no one is saying anything about that, and they go and decide to implement and teaching war in the schools, not philosophy, but like the software. I can always learn by myself if I need that, but there should be another level of, you know, another way to form students and young people, which is getting lost right now, I think. So trying to reflect to use these instruments really that are coming from deeper historical past, to inspect our contemporary world, I think can be interesting to find out new things that we might lose or not see, just because we think, okay, that's all about, you know, and all the knowledge becomes old in 6 months because there's a new upgrade, or they change the design of a software, or language is changing. But isn't there something we could actually preserve from the past? And somehow this sounds really conservative, although I'm actually very interested in new and everything that is a crossover or is a mix or is an experiment. So it's not really that conservative. It's just probably deep in a way. So I had quite good feedback during the lecture, because at one point I was interactively discussing this division in substances, and some people got really interested in this way of thinking about the net. Like, we are talking about substance, but we are talking about a immaterial world. So how do we define the substance of something which doesn't have a body? Or okay, we have bodies, but we have, and we make parallels to different realities, like okay, this soul idea then starts to create, okay, we have zombies, then we have zombies online, because we at one point we could have souls without body without souls, and you know, the connections can go on and on, to have a very analytical but imaginific approach to your topic. So, because I think imagination can be a system for research, not only data and experiment and social statistic quantitative elements can do research. I think also imagination can really sometimes create a new theory. So for example, in creating this software, and this is also very interesting about the virtual entity, that the philosophical and the technical approach go together. So the question whether if you have a dead file, you should destroy automatically the soul, or that all the soul pointing to that should erase this connection, is it becomes a technical issue. No, it's not only anymore like theoretical, because it's like, okay, no, zombie is existing because it is archiving the existence of a file which wasn't copied, and then we have a Darwinism coming in, you know, inside the net. Which files are surviving? Which files are transmitting more their content, and what is actually very rare and not known? And that could also be for research. All our research engines are looking for what everybody knows, no? But then everybody knows what music to listen to, because in fact everybody's listening to that. But in this approach, there might be also a way to look for something that not everybody knows. I remember my Latin professor telling us sometimes, if you read what people are not reading, somehow you get access to some content which is more special. Because if everybody's reading a book, even if you don't read that, somehow the main lines of that book are going to get to you, because other people will tell you something about that. If you choose something very unknown, you might find some really new idea in there. So another aspect of virtual entity is not, I mean, in a very simplistic way, we can call that plagiarism, but it's the idea that basically everything is there to be used. So it's the value, rather than the value of possession, is the value of use. So I can create and I can use. It's not about owning. So the material I find online, it can be my source material to create something new. So I'm totally free to remix, reuse, and take something that is there to upload new content. And other things that are coming out from also the technical analysis that are really interesting is like the idea of a native file, which is the file which was born and put online for the first time, and the idea of the digital born file and the analog born file. For example, once you need to create this metadata, one relevant information could be whether this data or this text or this video was made inside the digital world, or whether the sources were analog, or whether the first video was made in Betacam, or it was made on a other analog video camera, and then it was digitized at a certain point. And this is actually becomes part of the ontology of the file. And I think there will be more of these characteristic coming out. Another one which I'm thinking of to include in the metadata is the future plan. For example, I upload some sound. Like once upon a time, I was working with journalists actually from Iraq, and I was uploading like and editing radio documents for other radio to be shared online, and for other radio, local radio or internal radio, to be used. And at one point there were specific sounds that were really so interesting to me that I started to make, I made 84 loops for musicians with this like mini disc recorded. Sometimes it was just like a plane passing by, sometimes it was just a word or a piece of a word spoken by a person passing by. And I made them, for example, and on the disclaimer of this upload, I was mentioning the fact that this stuff was to make music. And there were actually musicians who started to use them, change the speed, put them on rhythm, making like audio tracks or using them for their performances. And the future plan sometimes is very important, because not always you are going to have the time to do all you think of, or sometimes you have an idea and you forget about that. So if you can, in the metadata, say, okay, this is my washing machine noise, and I was thinking to use it for as a background for a film about cataclysms. But someone else is actually then using that for, I don't know, a video game. All right, then you have this discrepancy from the creator's plan and the actual use, which is still interesting. It's still creating sense and adding sense. So basically, the future plan for the virtual entity is to keep developing this prototype, the database. The first soul was created actually on the day of the dads, but it was really a coincidence. It was not meant. It was just the moment when everything was ready to initiate the database, and then it's going to be a research and a prototyping. So I want to get some very low tech and basic simple prototype to work by January, so that it becomes less abstract to talk about and you can actually see. So after the hype, I will define and rework a bit this metadata structure, which I was really happy to discuss together with other people, and upload the main system. So I will keep separate the division for substances, but probably mean it as a more not unique way of defining a file. And then I will try to test this prototype and go on with the development all over this year to see how thing works and discuss any problem that is arising from the system. And then there is a possibility to actually implement that in the Van Appie Museum next year. Is interest in creating the first online collection of open source art. So this is a possibility to, if all the system is ready, to actually test it on a real collection. The Van Appie Museum is in Eindhoven in the Netherlands, and like, as I said, the virtual entity is part of the imaginary property project in Maastricht. Basically, virtual entity is a project on its own, but it was selected by the imaginary property research by Florian Schneider, who is a filmmaker and from Munich. And we're currently working together also with other researchers, and everyone is having his own approach. And this is more or less a technical backbone to the whole idea. And that could actually become implemented. We are already talking to these people in Eindhoven, where there is this big museum. And it could be a chance to actually test but that's not the only way. I mean, everybody can actually follow the project. There is a mailing list, there is a website, which is virtualentity.org, and to mail you can mail info@virtualentity, or you can mail the list at dev@virtualentity.org, or join the list, which is open. It's also indicized online, so you can read all the posts and what people are saying. And as soon as all the process is documented online and the development, so it's of course open libre and open source software, so everything will be accessible. And also on a prototyping level, people will be able to download and start testing it at home and do their own files. So it's not only the big museum, the chance for the virtual entity, but like the home user are really welcome. And already if you want to support or if you really like the idea and you want to use, you can download the logo and use it to link your files, for example, to a wiki page, because the and write your own disclaimer or your own licensing or your own metadata on the wiki page and use the virtual entity logo, because that can become just a sort of icon. So it's the, which has this meaning of like sharing and use value and creation and autonomous life, uncontrollable life, and a non-property. So the idea of implementing a non-property system inside the internet, because somehow lots of like virtual worlds that are being developed right now are just mirroring the real life we have. Like Second Life is just implementing a new way of making money and selling and buying and the same and having drugs and prostitution and stuff. So can't we think of something else? And this is like a very open proposal.
Thanks a lot for this really mind-blowing and opening presentation of what is the background and what it's to be this virtual entity. And, well, all listeners of Radio Throw, don't hide, go out there and check virtual entity and bring your in the process of sharing. Thanks a lot, Eleonora.
Thanks.